All right, back to the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Jared Blickery has Oracle earnings for us. Jared?
That's right. It's a mixed report, and we're seeing the stock trading down about 3% after releasing the first quarter fiscal year results. Now, on the top line, it was a small miss coming in for adjusted revenue, coming in at $9.73 billion. That's a little bit lower than the estimate from the street at $9.77 billion. Should know that it's up 3.8% year over year. When you dig into the different segments here, adjusted cloud services and licenses support revenue, that's the biggest component by far. That came in at $7.37 billion. That's a little bit lower than the street estimate of $7.4 billion. Cloud license and on-premise license revenue, that came in at $813 million. That is lower than the street's estimate of $865 million. And then hardware services revenue also missed expectations, coming in lower at $763 million. Estimate was for $785 million. That figure was down 6.3% year over year. Finally, one more, service revenue coming in at $781 million. That is greater than the Wall Street estimate of $738.2 million, up 8.5% year over year. Now, the bottom line, adjusted EPS beat expectations, coming in at $1.03 versus 93 cents a year ago, and higher by 6 cents than the street estimate of 97 cents. Adjusted operating margin also beat by 250 basis points, coming in at 45%, which is what it was 1 year ago. Also have a quote from the CEO, Safra Catz, saying Q1 results were excellent as constant currency revenue beat guidance by $100 million, with all revenue segments exceeding forecast and non-GAAP earnings per share beating guidance by 8 cents. Oracle's two new cloud businesses, Internet as a Service and Software as a Service, now up 25% of our total revenue with an annual run rate of $10 billion. So again, a mixed report, the top line coming in just a hair under expectations, the bottom line adjusted EPS beating expectations. Guys.